A Prayer to Submit to God and Resist the Enemy, written by Alicia Headley and read by Kelly Givens. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. Many times, the things we are dealing with in our daily life are none other than the enemy having his way with us. In our flesh, we tend to fight another person, fight our circumstances, or fight with ourselves. Perhaps we focus solely on the problem itself, attempting to put it all in our own hands as we frantically try to control it with the hopes of diminishing it altogether. But have you ever thought it might not be the person or the problem you are actually needing to take control of? Perhaps it's the enemy itself whom you need to control and put in his place. Remember, we are fighting a spiritual battle daily, as we are taught in Ephesians 6. The enemy wakes up with the same goal each day, and that's to keep us from walking in the Lord's provision and purpose for our lives. Satan has a great day when he accomplishes to discourage us in any way he can. This leaves us feeling hopeless, helpless, and oftentimes we are left feeling defeated. Looking at today's passage, an important part of submitting ourselves to God means taking everything back from Satan. We do this by resisting him, to no longer give him footholds and power in our lives. When we begin to remove all influences of the enemy and take back our power, the issues we face will either disappear or downsize to a workable level. The enemy no longer has the control. Once we submit to God, then resist the devil, the result is that the devil will flee from you. So, in order to have this beautiful promise come to pass where the devil leaves your situation, we must first do our part. Submit all our issues to God, then resist the enemy. Rest assured that we have the power to overcome whatever it is we are facing. We have the power through submitting all to God to overcome the enemy. God already overcame and defeated the enemy for eternity when our Savior bore the cross. Satan is already a defeated foe. But while we are here on earth, before the enemy's eternal destruction has come to pass, we can resist him in our daily lives, and he will leave. Scripture promises this. What a relief that we have the power to defeat our issues and the enemy behind them. Therefore, let's remain in that promise today. We have the victory in the middle of this earthly battle. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us the power to command that the enemy flee from us anytime we recognize the need to. Thank you for your promises that we don't have to be a slave to sin and all the issues the enemy tries to entangle us in and keep us trapped in. Through submitting them to you and resisting the enemy, he is commanded to leave. Thank you for this promise. We ask for the Holy Spirit to slow us down and remind us every time we are battling something that it is not the problem or the person itself we are battling, but rather the enemy behind it. Remind us that you are bigger than any problem. Remind us to hand everything over to you as we take everything back from the enemy by resisting him. Thank you for the secret weapon of victory to submit and resist. Thank you for being the greatest leader in this spiritual battle we face. Thank you in advance for your provision and guidance in this daily fight. We submit to you this day and every day and are so grateful for your power and victory that has already been won. The power to overcome the defeated foe and all of the enemy's tactics. We love you, Lord, and are grateful for your mighty power. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.